1960 to 2023. It is with profound sadness and severe disappointment in the medical system and the BC Cancer Society that the family of Gordon Allan Poole announce his tragic death on April 4, 2023, after a short and aggressive battle with terminal cancer. Gord was a stellar man that worked hard his whole life, followed the rules, did the right things, and always thought about others. We are beside ourselves that Gord didn't get his chance to fight the cancer, as lengthy medical waitlists made it impossible. Thankfully, there is no waitlist to heaven. Gord was born on April 21, 1960, in Trail, BC, to his predeceased parents, Norman and Amy Poole, and spent time in Rimac, Britannia, Squamish, the Sunshine Coast, and finally, Campbell River. He left behind his loving wife Brenda, daughters Stephanie, Bobby, Tanya, Wes, son Tyler, Darnell, grandson Nash, sister Donna, Dave, and nieces, his faithful furry companions Nick, Ella, and Ozzy, as well as countless other family and friends. Gord worked falling trees, driving logging trucks, and at a dry sort sawmill before returning to school at BCIT to be an electrician. He then trained to be the professional driver that he continued on in different capacities. Plowing snow for the town of Squamish, then on to his 25-year career with ICG, Superior Propane. Gord was very proud of this accomplishment. During Gord's time on the Sunshine Coast, he fulfilled his dream of becoming a firefighter. He tried to get hired in North Van once out of school, but he didn't meet the minimum weight requirements. Gord dedicated 6 years to the Sechelt Volunteer Fire Department and became a trained firefighter in 2014. Gord attended many calls and helped the residents of Sechelt and surrounding areas in many different ways: structure fires, medical calls, driving firefighters to calls, etc. Gord also held the fundraising chair for the Firefighters Association and organized many ways to raise money for muscular dystrophy, a cause close to his heart. Gord made good memories and some really great friends with the fire department. Other than his family, Gord was passionate about three things: Mustangs, music, and the Vancouver Canucks. Gord owned lots of different Mustangs over time and went on many rod runs with Brenda at his side or in the second Mustang behind. Concerts were big on Gord's list to do with friends and family, anywhere from a quick trip into Vancouver to Vegas. Traveling to watch the Canucks over the years from Dallas, Phoenix, LA, and Anaheim was a passion, and were there with Luongo when he was traded to Florida. He had high hopes for them many times, maybe next year. Always the quiet guy with hidden shots, funny stories, with much to say, if you listened. Gord was a kind man, who worked hard and deserved the best. He was a great husband, a caring father, and a good friend, and he will be missed dearly by all those who cared about him. Celebration of life for Gord is on April 22, 2023, in Campbell River. For more information, email pools2019@gmail.com.